Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. So if I said to you, hey, you know, there are some famous TV funny men from West Virginia, you might say, all right, like Soupy Sales, I knew he grew up there. And you'd say, no. The most beloved TV funny man from West Virginia is Don Knotts. See what I did there? Because he's the most beloved, you care more. Hey, deers are cool animal. Yeah, that's true. But in their particular family, the Cervidae is also the elk. That is the coolest or the most cool animal of the family, Cervidae. My point being that we are always obsessed with the most.
I gotta say, I feel like we're just charting your descent into madness with these intros. Just gonna lay them all out, and at the end, you're shaking on the sidewalk.
Yeah. I am the most crazy person in the studio right now as we share the most emails.
That's
and
a high
views.
Bar.
Yeah, I know. Of all the stories throughout the internet. Dan, would you like to start off with your most?
I would love to. Thank you, Mike. Most emailed from Yahoo News. You
is
know
it about Cervidae?
I don't think so. When we're all here in the morning, first thing, 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, we're all looking for most and rambles and top stories. We're emailing them over to each other. We all see these headlines appear in our inboxes, one after the other. And I happen to notice that today there was an especially large concentration of truly bizarre headlines. And this headline was the one that caused me to make said declaration. Omaha man uses steak knife to perform self-tracheotomy.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
impressive.
That didn't happen yesterday. That's not an everyday occurrence.
Give the details.
An Omaha man struggling to breathe used a steak knife to perform an atom tracheotomy. He thought he was going to die when he awoke one night last week and couldn't breathe. He didn't call 911. He didn't think they'd get there in time. So this 55-year-old guy took a steak knife, poked a small hole in his own throat, allowing air to gush in. He suffered from throat cancer and related breathing problems for several years, and he had a similar episode a couple years ago. And he felt like this was the same thing.
So he knew. Like,
I knew time was short.
Yeah. And he's from Omaha, so a steak eater.
Exactly.
I would have gone with the paring knife. I mean, no. The serrated. Ugh.
When time is short, you got to make sure you're gonna get all the way through to the air hole.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Not only is he okay, but doctors don't expect him, Mr. Wilder, to suffer any adverse effects from the tracheotomy once it's healed.
And he's going into medicine.
Yeah, right.
The knife could not be reached for comment. Ian, yeah, what's your
therapy.
Most?
This is a most from the Columbus Dispatch, a most emailed there. Okay, you know the Cleveland played Washington in the NBA playoffs?
Yes,
Cleveland
they won.
Cleveland triumphed. But Washington fans were saying that LeBron James was, complaining about a lot of fouls. Mm-hmm. So a D.C. area Papa John's made T-shirts calling LeBron James a crybaby. Thing is, Papa John's is a chain. They have branches in Ohio. People got very upset.
They left their left flank exposed.
Yeah. Complained. So Cleveland Papa John's, area Papa John's said, okay, we'll have 23-cent pizzas for you. You know, to make it up to you, 23 being LeBron James' number. I was thinking, you can't really buy their affections. They were mad. They loved their LeBron James. No, in fact, they flocked to Papa John's. One manager had to call police to close down the store, and he was afraid a riot was going to break out. All these people in other Papa John's waited hours for their pizza.
If it had worked the other way, and Papa John's in Cleveland insulted Gilbert Arenas, now his uniform number is... zero,
right?
So it would have been free pizza.
Now, I think I just solved the conundrum of low voter turnout in America.
Free pizza.
23-cent pizza at the polls, baby, I'm telling you.
I think that's 100%. Illegal.
Is it?
Hey, Trisha, what's up?
Trisha the Killjoy.
Yeah, really? Come on now. We're about to have the most delicious election day ever.
So sorry. And I'm actually going to... change the tone here also with my story. I have one of the most viewed at Yahoo News, acting Mexican police chief killed. Thursday, the acting federal police chief of Mexico, his name was Edgar Milan Gomez, was shot 10 times after he opened the door to his apartment, and two bodyguards were wounded. He died in the hospital. He was named acting federal police chief in March. So he hasn't been on the job very long. They have one suspect under arrest. And this shooting comes after a big crackdown on drug cartels and organized crime. So, you know, they're not saying who the suspect is, but I would think the first leap you would make is that it was somebody who would be angry about what's the big crackdown. Yes. He's the second top federal police official killed in less than a week. A police intelligence analyst was killed May 2nd in an apparent armed robbery attempt. So there's a a lot of outrage among the organized crime community in Mexico.
Dangerous job.
Yeah. You got another one?
You have one more?
Yes, I do. I have...
Go for it.
This was actually sent to us by our loyal listener, Dave Wiley. He turned us on to this, although I think we also found it on our own this morning. One of the most emailed stories on the BBC. Mm-hmm. The headline, Great Tits Cope Well with Warming. This story means a lot to me personally because I'm a big fan of birds. This is about these birds in Britain. They're called great tits. And, you know, as climate change alters the temperature, the food source available to these birds, these caterpillars that they eat, they're emerging earlier. They're earlier from their cocoons, and so I think there's been this concern that the great tits would not have any food to eat. So they actually, though, are turning out to be hatching 2 weeks earlier than normal. So they're eating well, and they're doing great. And there are other bird species around the world are not doing as well. So that's why people are really, really focusing on the great tits.
Yes.
And really,
so
really emailing it a lot.
It's kind of like a global warming success story in
which
many ways.
Which must be why the BBC made it one of the most viewed and emailed stories.
Yeah, I think
that
that's why, because I think people are concerned about
great
birds.
Great tits coping well with warming. Love the birds there in Britain. Rachel, what do you got?
I have one of the most emailed from the NewYorkTimes.com. It's the title of the piece. The headline is, Can You Become a Creature of New Habits? And the whole gist of the article is that scientists have revealed in a recent study that it will actually make you more creative and innovative. You will actually create new, entirely new brain cells if you develop new habits.
Well, to quote Johnny Dangerously, I've been thinking of taking up smoking, and this clinches it.
There you go. New reason. It will boost your creativity. The whole gist of this is that don't bother trying to kick off your old bad habits or just old habits in general. The only way you can really countermand those is to develop new, more positive habits. So,
which will erase the bad habits.
It erases the bad habits.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something, I'm thinking maybe what those habits are might play a role, but let's not say that.
All habits.
And those are your mostest stories, the stories, and more on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. And I think there's a fella named Matt Martinez here to do a little most.
Yeah, I have one more. I have one more. Yeah, thanks for totally forgetting about me, Mike. Appreciate that.
Forget, I just want to plug the website at every opportunity.
All right. Yeah. I have one of the most emailed at npr.org. It's a report about something that's always intrigued me and actually confounded me a little bit. It's about how a building becomes certified as being green. You know how people say it's a green building, but what exactly makes a building green? Well, NPR reporter Ted Robbins tried to explain the process you have to go through to get a building certified. He followed the city center development in Las Vegas, and that center meets the building industry's green building standards, are called LEED standards. It stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. But the standards by which they judge buildings, these standards as green, are in contention. So here's Ted Robbins to sort it all out.
Standing in the midst of construction for the City Center project on the Las Vegas Strip, it's hard to imagine it's conserving anything. 76 acres of soaring and curving hotels, condos, shopping and entertainment space in the desert. But Cindy Ortega touts its sustainability. She is VP of Energy and Environmental Services for MGM Mirage, which owns City Center.
It's beautiful, isn't it? See the curvature of the steel? Now, the reason why this is environmental, you see this guy welding this steel right here? Steel is 95% recycled.
Actually, using recycled steel is common practice. Steel is the most recycled material on the planet. But City Center is even recycling construction waste, including the concrete left over when the old Boardwalk Casino was blown up to make way for the new development.
So instead of hauling it away out to some pile out in the hills out here, we crushed it up on site and reused it for the roads here.
The goal is a green development. The proof is LEED certification. Bill Browning is a founding member of the U.S. Green Building Council, which administers LEED. He helped write the standards.
In the early 90s, we didn't have a good way of defining what was a green building and how could you measure the performance of a building in terms of energy, indoor air quality, how it dealt with the habitat and stormwater.
So the council came up with a point system. The more a builder does to make a development sustainable, the more points the development gets.
The rating has different levels, certified, silver, gold, and platinum.
But to get to platinum, you really have to push.
Less than 20, 30 buildings out of 7,000 in the system have achieved platinum at this point.
The Las Vegas City Center is going for LEED Silver. That means high-efficiency windows, lots of natural light, reclaimed water for landscaping, and an on-site electric generating plant which uses excess heat to warm the buildings. A gold rating would have required much more, some things which make sense in the desert, some which don't. And with LEED, it's pretty much one size fits all. MGM Mirage Vice President Gordon Apsher.
I was in a meeting one time on City Center where LEED experts were arguing we should pursue rainwater catch basins. And all of these experts in from all over finally were stopped in their tracks when somebody from Las Vegas said, folks, it rains 3 inches a year here. Maybe we should move on and talk about something else.
Another criticism of LEED, it gives the same number of points for minor improvements, like installing bike racks, as it does for putting in a costly, energy-efficient heating and cooling system. And regardless of the point score, you have to prove a building is green. Just the process of getting LEED certification can be cumbersome. Bill Browning again.
Yeah, early on, boy, the to do the documentation, you wound up with an entire bookshelf of documents. It was just horrific.
In fact, City Center has an office just to fill out LEED paperwork. For this huge complex, that might not be a problem. For a smaller developer, the added $20,000 to $30,000 could be significant. But Bill Browning says a buyer needs proof.
I come out of the real estate development industry, and I know how outrageous people claims about buildings and what I'm doing with this and that and the marketing claims and all that. But when you see that plaque on the wall and you see the point score, you know, that's someone else who's done the paperwork and said, yep, they're actually doing that.
So here's what's happening. LEED standards are being rewritten as we speak. Certification is being streamlined and moved online. Other building organizations are writing their own green building standards, and cities and counties across the country are adapting elements of LEED which fit local conditions. Building to LEED Silver Standard at Las Vegas City Center is adding about 2% to upfront construction costs. But MGM Mirage VP Gordon Apsher says energy, waste, and water savings will make that up and more in the long run.
You can make money and do the right thing at the same time.
Right now, building to LEED is voluntary. As costs come down and building codes change, it's possible building green won't be newsworthy, but standard practice.
That's NPR's Ted Robbins reporting. You can find links to that and all the stories you heard on the most at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.